principles. Of equal value as prime criteria for driving and directing a project are the standards and values you hold. Although people seldom think about these consciously, they are always there. And if they're violated, the result will inevitably be unproductive distraction and stress. A great way to think about what your principles are is to complete this sentence. I would give others totally free rein to do this as long as they what? What policies, stated or unstated, will apply to your group's activities? As long as they stayed within budget, satisfied the client, ensured a healthy team, promoted a positive image. It can be a major source of stress when others engage in or allow behavior that's outside your standards. If you never have to deal with this issue, you're truly graced. If you do, some constructive conversation about and clarification of principles could align the energy and prevent unnecessary conflict. You may want to begin by asking yourself, what behavior might undermine what I'm doing, and how can I prevent it? That will give you a good starting point for defining your standards. Another great reason for focusing on principles is the clarity and reference point they provide for positive conduct. How do you want or need to work with others on this project to ensure its success? You yourself are at your best when you're acting how. Whereas purpose provides the juice and the direction, principles define the parameters of action and the criteria for excellence of behavior.